My name is Joe Longo. I'm an intuitive mindset and a manifestation coach, and this is the Inspire, Create, Manifest podcast. Thanks for being here with me today. Today we are exploring this wonderful book yet again by Dr. Joseph Murphy and The Power of the Subconscious Mind. I mean, we are probably going to end up doing a whole series on this and the subconscious and really breaking it down, because I just keep finding these wonderful golden nuggets. The only thing necessary for you to do is to get your subconscious mind to accept your idea. And the law of your subconscious mind will make it a reality. That is how our supercomputer works, my friends. I'm not a doctor. Not at all. I do know how to read. And what I've been realizing, even though I've been complaining and saying things like, man, why didn't they teach us this in school? Man, I wish I would have known about this sooner. The reality is, this has been available for us forever. We just didn't see it. Maybe you did see it. God bless. I remember when I was in maybe eighth or ninth grade, I was at a friend's house, and on his nightstand was the book by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I looked at my friend, his name was Jimmy, and I said, Jimmy, you really need a book to get you to make friends? Are you okay? And then I probably made fun of him for having a book that was called How to Win Friends and Influence People. Fast forward 20 plus years, and I stumble across the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and realize that it's one of the most influential business books ever written by Dale Carnegie. How did I find this out? Because I was reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. All of these books are super old, yet I was walking around saying, man, I wish they would have taught me this in high school. I saw the book in high school. I wasn't at the level of awareness to see the book, because I was in this space of wherever I was 30 plus years ago, not recognizing that that book probably could have changed my life drastically. But instead, my subconscious just kind of played it off. Like, really? You need a book to help you make friends? I wish I would have grabbed that book and said, tell me about this book. I want to know about this book. And now here I am. I just celebrated my 49th birthday, and I'm just discovering the power of the subconscious mind. This book was written in, I think, 1963, maybe even older than that. It's been around my whole life. There's no excuse of why I didn't see it. The only thing I can come up with is I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't ready. Now that I'm ready, it's showing up. Is it a coincidence, or is it my subconscious mind that is now pulling all of this information to me because I'm showing interest in it and I'm putting my attention and awareness on it? So I start finding all of these wonderful things because I am now saying, I love the subconscious mind. I'm addicted to our subconscious mind and how it works. And I'm trying to bring awareness to every single moment of my life of how I'm speaking, because our subconscious is always listening. So if we can listen to what we actually want to hear, say the things that we actually want to say, they're going to be the impressions that are impressed upon our subconscious that is then going to bring your reality, my reality, into this existence. But what story are we programming? What is the story? So today I invite you all to explore, what is the story that you've been holding on to? What is the story that you're telling yourself? Why do you have the job that you have? Hard question when you really look at it. Why do you do what you do? Think about it. Dive deep into these questions and start exploring. Why do I have this belief? If you're a Catholic, why are you a Catholic? Because you were born a Catholic? Have you ever actually inquired within yourself to say, is this something that I truly believe in? Most of us don't. Well, my parents were, so then I am. And if I had kids, I guess they would be, until they figure out whatever it is that they want to do. The point is, we come onto this planet and we're told what to think, what to do, what to eat, how to look, how to dress, what's cool, what's not cool, and all of those things get impressed upon us without us actually saying, I don't like that or I don't like that. And we start saying, I like this, I like this, I like this. And we start focusing on the things that we like. We start understanding that the only thing necessary for you to do is to get your subconscious mind to accept your idea. And the law of your own subconscious mind will bring forth the health, peace, or the position you desire. You give the command or decree, and your subconscious will faithfully reproduce the idea impressed upon it. The law of your mind is this. You will get a reaction or response from your subconscious mind according to the nature of the thought or idea you hold in your subconscious mind. What is that reoccurring thought that is always floating around? Write that down, grab a little piece of paper, and just notice today, what's the thought that keeps coming up? That's what's being impressed upon your subconscious. And that thought usually is worry. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? I highly recommend this book. This is not sponsored in any kind of way by the power of your subconscious mind, but I highly recommend it. Get it, read it, create practices around paying attention to how you speak and start noticing if you've accidentally been creating a life that you don't want, and then start creating a life that you do want on purpose. Thanks for being here, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by, that's right, our Inspire, Create, Manifest School community. The link to join us is down in the show notes. Come check us out. We do a bunch of fun things. And schedule that free coaching call. We'll dive into the power of simple and what's going on with our subconscious. And we'll start changing the program. It's pretty neat. Hit those links. Like, share, do all of that good stuff. And I'll see you in a couple of days.